I hate that we only have about 2.5 minutes because a lot more I could talk to. John Taylor from Cambridge. He puts on the Katazan concert series at his house with artists just playing on the front porch, in the living room, in the backyard, from bluegrass to blues to jazz to just a harp.
Yeah. We had everything.
That's pretty cool. Tell us about...
We even have storytellers, too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Comedians, too. Yeah.
Wow, stand-up. So, artists of all kind.
Yeah.
John is cultivating that because he's an artist himself. Spent time in the Galvin National Guard from 99 to 2005. And it got kind of hairy. You didn't expect. You just expected this to be weekends. Maybe some emergency rescue... things that you'd get involved with. If there was a flood, you'd be there this every other weekend type of thing. But then you went to Iraq.
Yeah.
And you had interpreters along with you.
Right.
I'll try to get to this part so you can tell me where this is at. And these interpreters were putting their life in peril, helping out the United States forces.
Yes.
And became marked people. You're trying to get one of a man and his family out.
Yeah, and actually more than just him, but him specifically. Yeah. So I basically, he contacted me about a year and a half ago and said, hey, I need help. And I thought he was dead at the time. I mean, like I said, these guys didn't live very long.
He was usually by your side on some missions, on many missions.
Many. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for almost the entire year. Yeah. He was one of the first interpreters we met, and he was with us almost the entire time.
You two were tight.
Traveled. Yeah, he made me a suit. He was a tailor by trade. And
that's great.
He actually made me a suit, like, in his off time, which is unbelievable. But...
how is that going on getting him and his family safe?
Yeah, it's just a nightmare. So, I mean, he applied for refugee status back 2011, so 6 years ago. Still, obviously, that hasn't happened. He still isn't here. So we tried a couple other things. We tried what's called humanitarian parole. That was denied. We tried getting him just a regular tourist visa. That was denied.
Yeah. The red tape, I bet, is hairy and ugly.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's very disheartening, especially for someone who has given so much for the cause.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's, you know, finding himself and his family in danger.
I don't know if you know personally, but you do know that some interpreters have died, have
absolutely
risked their life and not come.
Oh, yeah, or you know, they've had friends or family that were killed as a result of what they were doing.
Retribution, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. And like I said, we've more or less just left these people behind. And actually, I work with a group called No One Left Behind that specifically is working towards getting these interpreters from Iraq and Afghanistan to the United States, or at least to someplace safe.
Yeah.
It could be a third country.
Who, by the way, you are just as much of a weapon and an ally as your guys, as Americans, getting you back home and making these missions safe, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They meant the world to you.
Absolutely, yeah. But we couldn't have done what we did without them.
Yeah.
Because they were really what made it possible for us to communicate in any sense of the idea that... To the people that we were, you know, interacting with on a daily basis.
Sure.
And yeah, without them, we couldn't have done that. And they knew things that we didn't know. A lot of like little cultural things where they would just like interpret things that we might not know. Like, hey, this guy's not telling you the truth.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we had to put a lot of trust in these guys.
Yeah. And that effort continues. And
yeah.
And good luck with that. I hope
Thanks.
You keep me updated on that.
Yeah.
We found out we have a friend in common. Well, your uncle, Gary Mustaine.
Yeah.
A legendary local theater actor here. Gary Mustaine. And that's your uncle.
That's my uncle.
No
yeah.
idea. So we do got a lot in common. It was meant to be. Come
that's
back
cool.
and talk about Katazan concerts on Galesburg Live again or on 95.
Sure.
Only. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
If you ever want to promote, I'd love it. Thanks for making the trip today. 9 after 1. That's John Taylor. From Cambridge on Facebook, you can search Katazan House Concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell them how to spell that.
C-A space D apostrophe Z-A-N.
Yeah, at his house in Cambridge, out in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And that thank you for your service in the Galvin National Yard for those 5 years of your life, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Galesburg Live, 9:02. We're going to get rain off and on today, and we go to a high of about 78. Have a great afternoon, and thanks for listening. On 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, you can catch our interview with Al Hayden and our guest, John Taylor, on WGIL.com a little bit later this afternoon. The audio will be up there. Have a great afternoon.